holy.
Be Holy is a broadcast ministry of believers dedicated to saving the souls of all men and women.
We teach the words of God that people all over the world may hear the voice of God and obey Him.
God doesn't want to show us His wrath or His anger. He just wants us to repent and be holy.
And after one repents, he or she can be baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ, but certainly not before they repent. Listen, we really can't even discuss prayer until one repents. Yes, hell is making its way towards the unrepentant heart, but it is Be Holy's commandment and mission to warn everybody, not to control, to warn.
The Word of God is spirit and it's life. That's why we take the Word of God seriously. We're not using shameful deeds and underhanded methods. We're not trying to trick anyone or change the Word of God. We tell the truth before God, and all those who are honest and live by truth, they know the truth, they realize that we are telling the truth.
Listen, friend, we've been preaching and teaching for over 20 plus years, and the Lord Jesus is satisfied with our efforts, and we want to keep it that way.
Next on Be Holy.
We're talking about being unshakable. Unshakable.
Be Holy.
All right, listen, we want to welcome everybody back to Be Holy. We're glad that you're with us on today. Today's a splendid day. It got hot real fast, but I can hopefully it'll cool down. Listen, when we're believing in God, we don't have to worry about the cool down. We'll already be wherever He is, and it won't be hot where He is. Huh? Yeah, we're talking about going to be with the Lord. Now, nobody wants to go and be with the Lord right now because you want to live out your life on earth, right? You got family and friends and everything. I understand that. But sooner or later, we all going to have to leave here. None of us will have that privilege of cancellation. We all have to leave here one by one. God is taking us away, and that's what happens. And so I don't make light of it because I don't like saying goodbye. I don't like it. It sucks. It really does. But hey, we have to do it in order to be with Him. And He's coming back and getting friends, family, and everybody, you know. But, hey, He knows what's best. He knows sometimes He takes people early because He can save them. You know, sometimes, you know, He'll get you early just to make sure. Don't nothing corrupt you. He does that kind of thing. He knows what's best. And we're praying that He does His will, that His will comes to pass, that he's not moved by what we want, but that He's moved by His own will, because His will knows best, especially when we don't feel that it does. A lot of times when things happen, bad things happen, we don't feel that God knows best. We tell ourselves that we do know that He knows best, but it don't feel like it, you know. And God's got to understand that. He's got to understand that, you know. You go through life in itself and you're trying to build up and stay up and survive and everything else, and then bad things happen on top of you trying to do what's good, and sometimes your faith just don't be up. But you got to find somebody to say something to you, some kind of way, get some kind of encouraging word so that you can keep moving. Not that you're going to feel better, but that you can keep moving. That's the point. Keep moving. As long as you can move, that's all you have to worry about, because you can get through it. You know, and it, like I said, it might not feel better, but you can keep moving. You can still be productive in light of all the bad news and in light of all the bad things that's been happening. You lost the job or you lost the company. You had to change job. You had to move. You had to lose friends. You lost family. I mean, everything. Anything can happen. Life happens in this day and time, especially when you get older. You know, you recognize when God's coming for your friends and God's coming for your family and things like that. No need to get upset with Him, even though you might feel like you want to. And I get it. I totally get it. But God knows what's best. And He's going to do whatever's best for that person that He removed, that He took with Him. He's going to do whatever's best for them because He knows what's best. Huh? All right. Now, head on over to podbean.com and play the broadcast. Play it and share the links, man. Share the links. We appreciate everybody sharing and sharing and sharing. Until you can't share no more, we appreciate it totally. And we thank you for listening. Now, let me ask you a question. Are you a convert or a disciple? You know, a convert is an early believer. You just changed about a year ago. You might have just changed 2 or 3 years ago. You're still trying to get a grasp on all this. You're trying to get a grip on what is believing and what this Jesus Christ and cross and taking away sins thing is. It sounds good, but you don't understand it. Well, okay. But then there's another thing called a disciple. When you become a disciple, you're mature. You know, that's basically how it is. You're mature, and not that everything goes right for you, not that you even do everything right, but you're always looking for the mercy in everything that's happening. You're always looking to see what God is doing, even when it's bad news or bad events happening to you, or to the country that you're in, or to your government, or to the people. Whatever it is going on, as a mature believer, you're trying to find the mercy in it, trying to find the spirit in it, find out what God is saying in it, as opposed to the general event. Just like when we read the Bible, we're reading stories, but there's a spiritual meaning behind the stories, and the spiritual meaning only comes from God. It never comes from the Bible. The spiritual meaning comes from God. His intent comes from Him. Remember, the Holy Ghost is the one who tells us everything there is to know about God, as much as we can understand. But let God use you, man. I'm telling you, when you're mature, you're looking at it a whole nother way. You're looking at it a whole nother way. And so what you're trying to do is you're trying to grow into a mature believer. You're growing from the convert. See, the convert, he's going to do a lot of things wrong, or she's going to do a lot of things wrong. They're still believers. They still believe in God. They still were baptized. They might even speak in tongues. They might do all these spiritual things, but they're still growing. And that's what you want. You never want a convert to stop growing. You always want to continue to grow. And so your judgment might be different on the convert than it is on the mature. See, on the convert, she may or may not know better. But on the mature, you're expecting more out of them, just like your children. You know, the younger they are, the less they know. The older they are, the more you expect out of them. The more mature they are, the more you expect out of them. It's like that. So decide today whether you're a convert or a disciple, or maybe you're growing it, or you're in between. You know, you're not all the way a disciple just yet. You're not really ready to stand on your own two feet, but you're standing. You know, you're not running yet, but maybe you're standing. You know what I'm saying? You're in between the convert and the disciple. But whatever it is, know what you are so that you'll know how to pray and ask God to help you be better. All right. Now we're going to go on over to, let's see, Hebrews 12. We're going to Hebrews 12, and we're going to start at verse 28. Talking about being unshakable. No. Let's start at 26. Saying this. Verse 26. When God spoke from Mount Sinai, his voice shook the earth. Imagine that. Something shaking the earth, and it's simply a voice coming from everywhere. You just hear the voice, and it's shaking the earth. It shook the earth. But now he makes another promise. He makes another promise, and this is it. Once again, I will not only shake the earth, but the heavens also. So he's not just going to shake the earth. He's going to shake the heavens also. Why is he doing this? Well, verse 27. This means that all of creation will be shaken and removed so that only the unshakable things remain. God's going to remove all those things that are not tied down. Those things that are not anchored down, he will remove those things. That's why we anchor ourselves in God. We anchor ourselves in his spirit, because his spirit is going to lead us and guide us and anchor us and root. It will give us a root within the ground. Just like the tree has roots, we will have roots in the spirit, because God had actually caused us to grow, like I said before, into this disciple. And some of, you know, just like the converts, yeah, their roots are just now growing. But God will put our roots so deep in the spirit to where we won't move. I'm not saying we're going to do everything right, but we won't change our worship towards God. We won't stop worshiping God because bad things happen to us, or things happen to us that we don't agree with. We won't stop worshiping God because of those things. No, we won't, because we will not be shakable. Now, watch this. Verse 28. Since we are receiving a kingdom that is unshakable, let us be thankful and please God by worshiping him with holy fear and awe. That didn't say to be scared of God. No, we're not scared of God. We fear God. We have awe of God. Everything that he says and everything that he thinks really has something to do with the way we live. So if he thinks a certain thing, I'm going to try my best to live according to the way he thinks, as much as we can understand about God, right? I'm going to try my very best to live as much as I can according to what I understand. Remember, you know, being a convert to a disciple, you might not understand much. You might understand a lot, but you don't understand everything. So according to what I understand, I will try to live my life according to that so that God can have me and I won't be shakable. See, since we are receiving a kingdom that is unshakable, let us be thankful and please God by what? Worshiping him with holy fear and awe. What he thinks matters. What he says matters. How he feels about a thing matters to our lives. You understand what I'm saying? Because we're receiving a kingdom that is unshakable. How are we going to receive a kingdom that's unshakable and we're shakable? See, because when he goes to shake the heavens and shake the earth, everything that is not grounded in him will move. And the kingdom that he's going to give to us will not move. And so if we're going to enter that kingdom, we got to be rooted and grounded in him. So we might not be able to do everything that our friends want us to do. We might feel a little funny being around certain things or doing certain things because of what God feels about it. What he thinks matters in our lives. And it's not like that everywhere. A lot of people say they love God, but what God says don't matter to them. And that might be a convert. Okay. But also the sinner's the same way. The sinner don't care about what God has to say. You know, and again, they might be saying no today and saying yes tomorrow. I'm not saying that they're just totally, there's no hope. They're canceled Christmas, you know, they're going to hell or going to the hot place. I'm not saying that. No, I'm saying that there's a chance for everybody to be saved and to be unshakable and to enter that unshakable kingdom. But we have to start with what God thinks and how God feels and what God says. If that matters to you, then you're that's half the battle. Because a lot of times, a lot of things that we don't understand about God, a lot of things God says, hard to understand. And you don't feel like doing it. You don't feel like listening to it. Sometimes I don't feel like listening to it, but it's true. And we have to be unshakable.
Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Our Be Holy podcast is at Podbean, or contact us at beholy116@gmail.com or 614-268-7757. Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler.
And for your convenience, you can now text the word GIFT to 614-363-6133. Again, the word GIFT to 614-363-6133. And we thank you for your support.
Be Holy.